And Emma McNamara is here with the business news.
Thanks very much, Oona. If you were driving along the coast through Dunleary yesterday or even out in Dublin Bay, you may have caught a glimpse of some very large, very shiny containers on a ship. The first ship arrived at the weekend, and in total several ships carrying 27 85-foot long containers are expected over the next few days. They each weigh 28 tonnes and they're part of the €153 million expansion at St James's Gate Brewery in Dublin city centre. This delivery went to Dunleary, as it happens, because of low bridges between Dublin Port and James's Gate, and these containers are very, very big. We're joined now by Paul Armstrong. He's Diageo's Europe beer boss. Paul, how much beer are these huge tanks going to make?
Emma, each of the tanks will contain, in use, 1 million pints of Guinness, so they're pretty large tanks.
And how busy are they going to be? How much beer are they going to be making every week?
Going to be very, very busy. On a weekly basis, we will produce, when the new breweries complete, about 40 million pints of Guinness and other beers coming from the tanks. And in a year, that's over 1 billion pints of Guinness.
And they won't all be drunk here?
No, 70% of what we manufacture at St James's Gate goes out of the country. We sell Guinness in 150 countries all around the world, and really proud that we ship from Dublin to all of those 150 countries from our operations in Ireland.
What's going to be different about brewing in St James's Gate by the time your €153 million development is complete there?
We will be brewing all of our beers for the Irish and export markets. So in addition to Guinness, we'll also be brewing brands such as Smithwick's, Harp, Budweiser, Carlsberg, and some of the smaller brands like McArdle's and Satzenbrough.
And I know that last summer we had the announcement that this development was going to happen, but you made at that time your commitment to the Irish market and to St James's Gate very clear. But can you sum up for us the relationship with, I suppose, even the agricultural economy here that Diageo has?
Sure, absolutely. We are very proud of our contribution to the export story. So together with Baileys, we ship about €1 billion of export products all around the world. Big contribution to the agri sector in terms of the barley and the cream that we buy to support both those brands. In barley alone, we contribute about €280 million to the Irish agri sector. So it's a contribution we're very, very proud of.
And what does this development mean for employment at the brewery?
In terms of, it won't increase employment at the brewery, but it does secure our future. We're here for 250 years, and I'd like to think this secures us for the next 250 years, Emma.
And in terms of this delivery that's coming into Dunleary at the moment, the harbour master there yesterday said that the reason it went to Dunleary is, as I said, because of the low bridges. And deliveries like this don't happen in Dunleary very often, so they are quite eye-catching. I think he said it was 1988 when big, huge tanks like your own arrived for Smithwick's in the late 1980s. But in terms of the delivery itself, what could people, if they want to go and have a look, expect to see?
Well, the tanks, the first 10 have arrived in, as you've remarked. The other 17 will be arriving over the coming weeks. So it's quite spectacular to see them lifted off the vessels. You won't see much during the day because clearly we're going to move them in the early hours of the morning from Dunleary to the brewery. So over the coming weeks, if you're around in the early hours, you may see the large vessels proceed in a 300-metre-long convoy from Dunleary to the brewery quietly in the early hours of the morning, minimising disruption to traffic in the city.
And in terms of the logistics of this move, I was there yesterday and it does take about an hour to get each tank off the ship and onto the truck. But a trip from Dunleary to St James's Gate on very laden trucks at what kind of speed and how long
do you
think it'll take?
Somewhere between 4 and 6 kilometres an hour, so quite slowly and very carefully through the city to make sure that we get them there intact and in one piece.
Diageo's Paul Armstrong, thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. Elsewhere in other business news, AIB says it's easing the terms on 2,000 mortgages a month. According to an interview by Bloomberg News with the bank's chief executive, David Duffy, the bank is tackling arrears mostly by splitting mortgages or taking off a portion of a loan that has repayments put on hold until a borrower's circumstances improve. AIB is the country's second biggest bank by assets and has received €21 billion in state support. David Duffy said the bank has stepped up mortgage restructuring from an original target of 1,500 a month and is also beginning to write off irrevocable debts. He also predicted, though, that AIB and others in Irish banking will turn to more repossessions, saying every case is not solvable. The emphasis will first be on buy-to-let properties. On the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.33.5 and 86.2 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you.